I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org to find out more about anything you hear here. John W. Barry reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that former Vice President Joe Biden called the Hudson Valley, quote, one of the most beautiful parts of the world, unquote, October 26th, at a campaign event for Democrat Antonio Delgado in Kingston. Quote, it's time to stand up, damn it, unquote, Biden said in front of 650 people at the rally. Quote, it's time to remember who we are. There is nothing beyond our capacity.
I hope and pray that our leaders are going to work to lower the temperature in our public dialogue. And I have faith the vast majority will do that. Because, folks, we're a lot better than this. We just have to remember who we are, what we stand for as a nation. It's about who we are as Americans, unlike any other country in the world. We're the only country in the world that's not organized by tribe or religion or ethnicity. America is an idea. We're the only nation in the world organized around ideals. You can't define for me what an American is based on ethnicity, religion, background at all. You can't do it. Not a joke. You can only do it by talking about the ideals we all subscribe to. We don't always live up to them. Sounds corny. We hold these truths self-evident. All men are created equal, and God, and so on and so on. That is something we've never given up on. That's the only way you can define what an American is,
Biden said at the event. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. The latest Federal Election Commission reports of candidates' fundraising and spending for the 19th congressional district show Democrat Antonio Delgado continued to bring in more money to his campaign than incumbent Republican John Faso raised for his reelection. Between October 1st and 17th, Delgado raised $1,337,148.78, while Faso brought in $329,260.70. While Delgado has raised more money lately, the candidates are much closer on money they have left for the last weeks of the campaign. According to the report, Delgado has $766,558.77 on hand, while Faso has $647,912.17 on hand to spend before November 6th. Amanda Purcell reports in the Columbia Green Media that New York Senator Chuck Schumer stopped by Catskill October 26th. He mugged for the cameras, had coffee at Hilo Cafe, and walked down Main Street with Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley, Village Trustees Stanley Duchesne, Joseph Kozlowski, Peter Grassi, and Greg Smith. Schumer briefly mentioned wanting Congress to restore funds for land conservation and recreation, but sounded more like a tourist, reminiscing about his first trip to Catskill in 1999. Quote, many stores were closed, unquote, Schumer said. Quote, there was no life on the street. People sort of felt like the better days of this town were behind us. And look at it now. There is new life. There is excitement. There are new kinds of shops and businesses and enterprises, and the street is beautiful. And you can now say its best days are ahead of it, unquote. Seeley had more news to tell than Schumer, but he was keeping it a secret. He said the village wants to buy two parcels along the Catskill Creek for development, but would not say where the land was exactly. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. You can go online to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org to find out more about anything you've heard here.